Everything about the Fed's written communication was hawkish. The main highlight was the Fed signaling a faster pace of rate hikes in 2022. The median now calls for 3 rate hikes in 2022 and 3 more in 2023. And of course, the central bank finally dropped references to inflation as being transitory. And yet, with all of that, into Thursday, it's been about U.S. dollar selling and fresh record highs in U.S. equity futures. So what gives? Well, it seems despite the written communication, the market is still not buying into the Fed actually making moves in the direction that it signaled. All that it took for the market to feel better about it all was Fed Chair Powell saying the Fed wouldn't begin hiking until tapering was complete. But we do think it's going to be hard to truly shrug off the Fed's written communication, and we would recommend proceeding with extreme caution as far as buying into this post-Fed risk-on move. It will be important to see what type of reactions we get from the BOE and ECB today. If these central banks fail to shift to the hawkish side at the same pace as the Fed just did, it could quickly open the door for a resumption of US dollar demand and risk-off flow. So keep an eye out. Whatever the case, the Fed is moving in a less investor-friendly direction, and we find it hard to see equity market valuations continuing to look attractive given where we're at. Key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of German Eurozone and UK PMI reads, Eurozone trade, the BOE policy decision, ECB policy decision, Canada ADP employment, and US data featuring initial jobless claims, housing starts, building permits, the Philly Fed, and industrial production. That's all for now.